Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Play it now, play it now, play it.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Elon Musk and President Trump took their spat public today.
Elon and I had a great relationship. I don't know if we will anymore. I was surprised.
I'm Linda Kenyon at the White House. The feud is escalating between President Trump and Elon Musk after Musk called the president's so-called big, beautiful bill an abomination. In the Oval Office, Trump said he was disappointed in Elon and then lashed out on Truth Social, saying the former head of the Department of Government Efficiency, quote, just went crazy. He also threatened the head of Tesla, posting, the easiest way to save money in our budget, billions and billions of dollars, is to terminate Elon's governmental subsidies and contracts.
The Supreme Court today sided with an Ohio woman who sued her employer for reverse discrimination. Here's Michael Wallace.
Marlene Ames had worked for the Ohio Department of Youth Services for 30 years when she applied for a promotion. The job went to a gay person. Then she was demoted and replaced by another gay person.
They put a 25-year-old man with less than 3 years of service to do my job.
Ames' salary was cut in half.
It was humiliating going to work.
The justices ruled unanimously that civil rights law draws no distinction between members of majority or minority groups. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Another case involved Mexico's lawsuit against U.S. gun makers, accusing them of stoking cartel violence. CBS's Jan Crawford.
If the court had adopted that rationale, this would have been a major case of great significance because it could have opened up gun makers to liability in other contexts, kind of the slippery slope concern.
A Massachusetts high school student arrested by ICE agents on his way to volleyball practice has been released from custody. Agents admitted his father was the intended target. The 18-year-old came to the U.S. from Brazil when he was just 7. Natalie Brand reports the president's latest travel ban is likely to wind up in the courts.
A lot of people are talking about it's reminiscent of the travel bans from the first Trump administration, which were subject to a lot of litigation. There were not only legal challenges, but they sparked mass protests nationwide, a lot of confusion at the airports.
Israel struck Hezbollah targets in South Beirut today. Lebanon accuses it of violating the ceasefire. The Trump administration has slapped sanctions on 4 judges at the International Criminal Court over its investigation into alleged war crimes by Israel in Gaza. The State Department says it will impose travel bans on the judges. Investors on Wall Street were not relieved by President Trump's call with China's president today on tariffs, the Dow finishing the day 108 points lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast
from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The air quality alert has now been extended through Friday at noon. The DNR says winds from Canadian wildfires haven't shifted as expected, which is causing the eastern part of the state to still be impacted. Those susceptible to the smoke in the air are being told to limit outdoor activities. The amount of smoke we're seeing is tied to how well firefighting efforts in Canada are proceeding, with almost 30,000 people forced from their homes to the north and to the west. The DNR says they're continuing to monitor the air quality with a website to check current levels. A three-car crash in Racine County yesterday injured one person and delayed Amazon package deliveries. The collision happened on Highway 11 in Dover, with one of the passenger vehicles carrying packages for delivery. Racine residents looking for a hands-on way to give back to their community can join volunteer efforts at Colonial Park this weekend. The city's Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department is partnering with Weed Out Racine to remove invasive plants. The first of three Saturday morning sessions is this week with a 9 a.m. meetup time. The Humane Society has cut adoption fees through next Wednesday to address a statewide shelter capacity crisis. That includes the locations in Racine and Kenosha. There's more on the Wisconsin Humane Society website. And tonight's Hot Harbor Nights concert at Festival Park will benefit the Marine Detachment 346, a Racine-based veterans group. Music starts at 5:30 with parking available at the South Gate off of 5th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Aaron Rodgers to join the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Aaron Rodgers has decided to join the Pittsburgh Steelers. ESPN reporting Rodgers will report to Pittsburgh when the Steelers hold their mandatory veteran minicamp next week. Rodgers says he's been in contact with head coach Mike Tomlin, offensive coordinator Arthur Smith.
And the quarterback coach is actually a guy named Tom Arth. Tom Arth was in the quarterback room with me in 2006 in Green Bay in the offseason. The first offseason I ever did, went through the Mike McCarthy quarterback school. It was me and Tom Arth and Tom Clements.
In golf, the AmFam Championship underway at TPC Golf Course, just north of Madison, raising millions for charity.
That's the end game, right? I mean, that's why we're all doing this, to give back to not only the Children's Hospital here in town, but to all the other charities that we can impact and give money to. And, you know, it's just a great opportunity for us to be able to support those people and to give back.
That's Wisconsin golfer Steve Strickler with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Skip the long lines and crowds. Shop local at Cristiano Supermarket. It's your neighborhood stop for a full selection of groceries at prices that fit your budget. From pantry staples to plain t-shirts, they have what you need. Plus, they accept EBT for added convenience. Grab a money order, enjoy a fresh Lee's Deli sub, and pick up a Wisconsin State Lottery ticket. Plenty of winners found their luck at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just great prices and real value. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket today, 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, some areas of smoke and lows in the mid-50s. Some smoke around for the morning, partly sunny for the afternoon, and a high in the upper 60s tomorrow. For the weekend, maybe a storm or two, highs stay in the 60s. It's 71 right now.
Time for Kurt Vohman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1961.
Welcome to the WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today, we feature the class of 1961. A year when life was simpler, hair was higher, and no one had ever heard of Wi-Fi, but only hi-fi. And everybody knew who Walter Cronkite was. John F. Kennedy was sworn in as president with that famous line, "Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." And Americans promptly asked for Tang and TV dinners. On the radio in 1961, we were listening to The Tokens.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the peaceful village, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the quiet village, the lion sleeps tonight.
It's The Tokens and The Lion Sleeps Tonight on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1961. Opera singer Anita Darian was brought in for the soprano during and after the solo sax. Her voice almost sounds like an instrument on that record. January 2nd, 1961, Pasadena, California. The Rose Bowl was taking place with the Washington Huskies and the Minnesota Golden Gophers, and a prank took place at halftime. You know how a lot of times in the stands, people have to turn over giant cards and it spells out something in the stands? Well, the cards were replaced and it spelled out something it wasn't supposed to.
The Great Rose Bowl Hoax.
January 2nd, 1961. The University of Washington was playing the University of Minnesota for the national championship. And at halftime, one of the great traditions of college football, card stunts.
I don't know how it could have worked much better.
Reg Clemens was a student at Caltech at the time. He and a few classmates orchestrated a subtle change during the University of Washington's card show.
And we were all a little bit panic-stricken until it finally hit the air. You know, you figured somebody's going to find out. Somebody's going to figure it out.
At a time when Washington was supposed to be spelled out in the stands, the cards instead read Caltech. It was a feat that took hours of work and near perfect execution. Clemens and a friend had to break into the dorm housing Washington's cheerleaders and change thousands of index cards with directions on them.
Just getting by with the whole thing is just amazing.
On the radio in 1961, we were listening to Chubby Checker.
Song. It won't take long. We're gonna do the twist and it goes like this.
From 1961, it's Chevy Checker and Let's Twist Again on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1961. We were all drinking a brand new soft drink in 1961, although it had a rather creepy commercial.
Let's suppose you just come up with a new soft drink. A tart and tingling soft drink. Clear and brisk and bubbly, and it was called Sprite. How could you let anyone know what it tasted like, short of making them buy a bottle? Well, one way would be with music. Tart and tingling, you could describe like this. Clear and brisk, like this. Bright and bubbly, this way. And then you could add some words, mix it all together, and this is what you'd get.
Clear and light, tart and tingling, icy bright. Tart and tingling, brisk and breezy, clear and teasy taste. Taste the tingling tartness of Sprite, Sprite. Springling, sparkling Sprite.
Now you know what Sprite tastes like. Tart and tingling. Try it. It's from the Coca-Cola Company.
On the radio in 1961, we were listening to Ben E. King and Stand By Me. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me.
It's Ben E. King and Stand By Me on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1961. Well, that song has been played at countless weddings, but perhaps none more prominent than the royal wedding between Prince Harry and Meghan Markle on May 19th, 2018. Before exchanging their vows in Windsor Castle, Karen Gibson of the Kingdom Choir performed a stirring gospel rendition of the song, which was chosen by the couple. What were we watching on TV in 1961? Well, in October of 61, The Dick Van Dyke Show premiered. In 1961, gas was 27 cents a gallon, a new house was about $12,500, and if you had a color TV, you were practically royalty. That's going to wrap up today's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1961. Be sure to tune in tomorrow afternoon, just after 5, for another class reunion.
The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Father's Day weekend. Free entry, free parking, free entertainment. Everything else you have to pay for. Four Saints Family Festival, 4339 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20 to 50% off on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. That's right, over 50 different brands of your favorite vape, disposables, gummies, and carts, all 20 to 50% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobaccos, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just $10. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Well, these polymers aren't as flexible as batch K3.
Researcher Laurie is stretched thin.
Did you get the vulcanization analytics from V66? Wait, are these rubber scores from last week?
She needs to hire new lab technicians so she can bounce back into her old self.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our matching platform lets you spend less time searching and more time connecting with candidates. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
Inside, outside, you, and all over the hall. Inside, outside, you, and why in the abyss?
in USA.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Here are a couple of the worst inventions of the last 20 years. The Juicero. It was an expensive Wi-Fi connected juicer that was rendered pointless when it was discovered you could squeeze the juice packs by hand. And how about the Umbrella, the smart umbrella that sent weather notifications? It was widely considered to be unnecessary and overpriced.
Never mind.
Dream, 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 dream.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Our own Mike Clemens covers Wisconsin sports like nobody else. Hourly updates on WRJN, Brewers, Badgers, Bucks, Packers, and more. Full weekly sports schedule online, too, at WRJN.com. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The air quality alert has now been extended through Friday at noon. The DNR says winds from Canadian wildfires haven't shifted as expected, which is causing the eastern part of the state to still be impacted. Those susceptible to the smoke in the air are being told to limit outdoor activities. The DNR says they're continuing to monitor the air quality with a website to check current levels. You can get a link to that website at WRJN.com. Racine residents looking for a hands-on way to give back to their community can join volunteer efforts at Colonial Park this weekend. The city's Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department is partnering with Weed Out Racine to remove invasive plants. The first of three Saturday morning sessions is this week with a 9 a.m. meetup time. Volunteers wanting to help are being told to meet near the Steelhead facility near that park. Negotiations between Governor Tony Evers and top Republicans have hit a wall. Last night, key GOP leaders said talks had reached an impasse. Lisa Hale has more.
Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux and Budget Committee Co-Chair Senator Howard Markline said taxpayers simply cannot afford the governor's spending priorities. In response, Evers said he kept his end of the bargain, backing tax cuts for the middle class and retirees. But Republicans wouldn't budge on his calls for child care, education, and funding the UW system. Wisconsin has the largest budget surplus on record, according to an analysis from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum. The Joint Finance Committee stripped hundreds of items from the governor's budget proposal last month, and it meets again today.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Located right on the scenic riverfront, the Chart Room is Racine's go-to spot for great food, cold drinks, and unbeatable vibes. Known for their famous Chart Room chicken, this hot spot also has live entertainment on Saturdays from 7:30 to 10:30. Fun doesn't stop there. Just a short walk, head to Bridge Tender Tavern for Friday karaoke at 8 p.m. and sing your heart out. Whether you're here for the food or music, enjoy it all while watching boats glide by and the sunset from the comfort of their patios. Cheers to good times by the water.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, some areas of smoke and lows in the mid-50s. Some smoke around for the morning, partly sunny for the afternoon, and a high in the upper 60s tomorrow. For the weekend, maybe a storm or two, highs stay in the 60s. It's 71 right now.
I didn't lose her, 'cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Timeless hits, WRJN.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. 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 What's
and Diane Carlson is here. She's executive director of the Racine Arts Council. Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine Arts community.
I think one of the busiest members of the community must be Jason Love. He's with Racine Video Productions. And on Friday, June 6th at 7 p.m., Racine Video Productions will host a student and community film screening at the Case High School Theater.
Oh, fun.
It's been a really busy year for Racine Video Productions, and they'll be showing some of the student and community members' films that they helped make happen in 2024 and 2025. Now, a real highlight of the evening is the premiere of their largest undertaking yet. They partnered with several local filmmakers to create a series of short films that addressed mental health. The films incorporate animations, which are generated from artwork contributed by hundreds of community members and students from Racine County. And then while they were creating their art, the art director, Leah Love, shared information and local resources on mental health with participating community members. The screening version this Friday is going to be kind of a rough cut edition, a little bit of a test screening here on June 6th.
Okay.
And among the other films they're showing will be a short film known as Animated Life 2. This one is supported in part by a grant from our Racine Arts Council ArtSeed program. So that's exciting that it's coming to life right now.
Nice.
Tickets for this event are free.
Favorite.
But they do ask that you reserve in advance, as so many things happening at the schools require. So please reserve at videolab3.com.
Videolab3.com. Okay.
Yep.
And I'm sure you have information on your website, too?
We do. You can check out the link on our calendar at RacineArtsCouncil.org.
RacineArtsCouncil.org. All right. Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far. Ain't no valley low enough.
attention. Quiet and blue like the sky, I'm all over you. And if I can't find my way back home, it just wouldn't be fair. Precious and few are the moments we two can share. Baby, it's you on my mind.
Down. crystal blue persuasion. News,
timeless hits, WRJN. I know you've got a conundrum on your hands. This is the big conundrum that everybody's dealing with this time of year, because the kids are getting out of school. You want to do something fun with them, but you want to stay home and listen to the timeless hits on WRJN. You can't do both, right? Oh, wrong. Head down to North Beach this summer and the Beachside Oasis, because they're going to be playing our timeless hits all summer long with WRJN down at the lakefront. So pack up the kids, take the sunscreen, put it on their little noses, make sure they have their little floaties and their swimsuits, and head down to North Beach this summer. Check out the Beachside Oasis and the Timeless Hits with WRJN.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Turn up the summer vibes at Chula Vista Resort, your playground for summer dreams, water parks, and sun-soaked pools. Epic water slides, soaring zip lines, and world-class golf. Dine in the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin, Chula Vista Resort. Call 1-800-388-4782 or visit chulavistaresort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the top 10 indoor water parks in the USA, with 26 water slides over 1.5 miles long. Find out more at chulavistaresort.com.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
The Milwaukee Brewers have partnered with GovX to offer 50% off select tickets to active duty military, veterans, first responders, government employees, and teachers at Sunday through Thursday games, courtesy of Vortex. Visit brewers.com/govx.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Summer.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. Still keep on marching off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da.
Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain.
La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
For 98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and more Timeless Hits on the way with Chris Morrow. Your next chance to win in the Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest coming up tomorrow morning in the 7 a.m. hour with Don Rosen. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being with me this afternoon. Have a great night.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The feud between President Trump and Elon Musk went public today. President Trump suggested a whole lot of reasons why, including what he called Trump derangement syndrome.
We have it with others, too. They leave and they wake up in the morning and the glamour's gone. The whole world is different and they become hostile. I don't know what it is.
And CBS's Nancy Cordes reports the spat got personal.
He thinks that Musk is just